FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
One day until Glastonbury begins. A load of people heading over to Glasto. It starts today. When does it end? Is it Monday or Tuesday? I think it's maybe 4 or 5 days that it goes
on
for.
About 5 days, yeah.
I'll tell you, that is a different level of fitness that you need. You're built different if you can do a 5 day music festival.
Absolutely, and it's 250,000 people.
That's incredible. That is, and it sells out like in seconds before they've even like they could put on like 100 acts of pigeons playing the banjo, and people will still buy the tickets. Nobody really knows until the weekend. A couple of weeks after the tickets are gone, who's going to be the headliners? 6 days till Wimbledon, and hours to go until Shania Twain takes to the stage at Virgin Media Park. For those of you heading along, if you won tickets on Red FM, have a great night tonight. The good times continue into the summer with Shania Twain doing her thing a little bit later on. Today's International Day of the Seafarer. For those of you that head out on the oceans every single day, fail we may, sail we must. Safe trips if you're heading out and about on the water across the summer. Ricky Gervais celebrates his birthday today. He's a ripe old age of...
I'm going to say 61.
He's 63. Oh. You celebrate your birthday with Neil Lennon, former Celtic manager. He's 53 today. And Jamie Redknapp is 51. On this day, Victoria, in the year 2000, on this very day, Eminem went to number one on the album chart with Marshall Mathers, an LP that shocked the world.
Yeah.
And it's like a walk in the park these days from what's coming out.
It is, it's true, yeah. But at the time it was obvious, yeah.
There was no WAP back in the day. There was no Wings and Pints.
Yeah.
WAP. Yeah. And on this day in 2009, Michael Jackson passed away.
Oh.
On this very day. Roy Keane makes the paper this morning. He's saying, speaking of all things sailing, the ship has sailed for his dream job of managing Ireland.
Oh.
There was chats and... another paper is reporting that there's still ongoing chats.
Okay.
That Roy Keane is still in the frame for the Ireland manager job. I don't know how people feel about that. If it'd be good for Roy if he has the time to do it, but they need to kind of lock down a manager. Did you hear about the nettle eating contest?
No.
Yes. The World Nettle Eating Championship saw a record number of participants yesterday, with the winner eating 116 feet of nettles in 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
Participants are given cider to drink to help wash down the nettles. And nettle soup is a fairly big thing, isn't it?
But they don't sting your mouth.
Yeah, they just munch through them. They go for the whole thing. Now, I don't know what kind of nettles they are, if they're treated a particular way, if they're boiled or something. But 35 people took part in this competition in England, which saw Tom Wheeler, a New Zealander, take the title from Philip Thorne from Devon.
Well done, Tom. Sorry for your loss, Philip.
Sorry, Phil. Phil had to do the walk of shame, leaving the nettle eating contest. With a big belly of nettles.
Oh, lads, this world is crazy, isn't it?
It's getting more mental as the days go by.
It is, yeah.
And in case you haven't heard, we're having brunch with Cian the Crow.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be happening on Friday. We'd love you to come along. This is super, super exclusive.
It is, yeah.
There's 10 plus ones, 10 double passes up for grabs.
Okay.
And we will start giving them away tomorrow morning. But we're looking for the super fans. You need to be hardcore super fan. Like, you're definitely already going to the gig if you're a super fan, right?
Of course, yeah.
But we will get you up close and personal in the Opera House, in the Blue Angel part of the Opera House that looks over the city that Keane grew up in.
Yeah, it's fab.
When he was 16 years old in his bedroom writing songs. And it'll be happening on the day that he comes home to his home city here in Cork, packs out Virgin Media Park, and has the homecoming of his life. It's going to be special. If you want to win those tickets, you've got to be listening to us all day tomorrow and Thursday, and we'll get you into the Opera House on Friday. Milton Jones is coming to Cork. He is one of the funniest comedians on the scene. Absolute genius. Rory, he's the king of the one-liners.
Is he?
He is indeed.
He's taking my crown, is he?
Absolutely, 100%. The new show, it's not Hamilton, it's Ha-Milton. Incredible. Like the name even just kicks it off already. It's brilliant.
Well, thank you very much. What a coincidence, eh?
Are you a fan of Hamilton? Have you taken any kind of inspiration at all from it? Or is it just a really cute pun?
What do you think? I may wear some kind of hat on my head, but I think that's the only nod to it. There's not much music in it because I'm completely tone deaf. In fact, the only time I sang in public was in a nativity play when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
I was Angel A, or as the other children call me, Angela. I just forgot my words. Everyone was looking at me, but yeah. Fortunately, I had a crib sheet just inside the manger, and that worked out. But anyway, I talk about lots of things to do with music and my life, and also topical events like the Russians are infiltrating everything, even the instructions to my cottage pie last night said Putin microwave.
It's a dad gag special. Rory and Victoria versus Milton Jones.
Okay.
Victoria, take it away, please.
Bacon and eggs walk into a bar. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve breakfast."
Hey!
I accidentally glued the tip of my thumb to the tip of my index finger, but it looks like everything's going to be okay from now on.
Oh, fantastic. All right, King of the One-Liners. Milton, take it away.
My Auntie Marge has been ill for so long, we've changed her name to I Can't Believe She's Not Better.
Vic?
Yeah, he's going to win this anyway, I can tell you now. What does a clock do when it's hungry? It goes back 4 seconds.
That's not bad. Nice little wordplay.
Say what you will about taxidermy, but it takes a lot of guts.
That's good.
That's really good, buddy. Really good. Milton Jones.
About a month before he died, my grandmother covered my grandfather's back with lard, and after that he went downhill very quickly.
Vic.
What do you call it when your feet fall asleep? Comatose.
Let's go, Rory.
I took the shell off my racing snail, thinking it would make him go faster. It didn't. Now he's more sluggish.
Milton.
We don't know much about Galileo. He was a poor boy from a poor family.
I ran into a lamppost yesterday. Luckily, I only sustained light injuries.
Oh, dear.
I don't usually make mathematical puns unless I'm desperate, but I'll make one if I have to.
Good.
That was very good, very good.
My other grandfather, when he died, we didn't even get the chance to say goodbye, which was all the more poignant because he drowned in a bowl of Cheerios.
Superman is useless on Wednesday evenings because he goes to a weekly Bitcoin meetup. It's okay. His crypto night.
Oh, fantastic. Alright, final one to Milton.
I always remember my father saying to me, "Send to pay for your education, your mother and I have to make a lot of sacrifices," because they were both druids.
I think as our special guest, we'll give the last gag to Milton. Go on.
My brother, he's in his final year if he doesn't stop annoying me. He's studying agriculture and communication.
Right.
Specialising in sheep. In the end, he came out with a BAA.
Oh, my God. The King of the One-Liners is in the Opera House. Milton Jones is coming to Cork. If you want an absolutely incredible night out, go check him out. It's been an honour, sir. Thank you so much.
No, my pleasure too. Thank you.
Milton Jones, everybody.
Well done, excellent. Well
done. Dad gag special. Taylor Swift, I knew you were trouble. Dave Grohl has now been attacked by billions of Swifty fans, to the point where he may have to shut off his social media because of his comments about her not performing live.
Listen.
I don't know. I'd be pretty surprised if Taylor Swift wasn't performing live, if she wasn't doing her whole live thing. No, but the other thing is she's singing for 3 hours. That could be a bit much.
She is singing for 3 hours and she's been touring for about 14 years.
Yeah, so
you know.
There might be a bit of karaoke going on, but look.
Who knows? But he's in trouble for saying that.
He's in trouble. He is. Trouble.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Morning, Al. How's it going?
Oh, good. Now on yourself?
Not too bad. Alan is, well, he's not working, but he's supposed to be working.
He's talking to us.
He's on the DOS. He's hiding down the back of the factory.
Oh, you're dead right.
You're working with STP Packing.
So I'm entitled to a little break.
You are, you know. And I think there should be a pop quiz break written into everybody's contract where you get, yeah, sure, you know, you get 20 minutes off to answer city questions on the radio. Yeah. STP Packing on Forge Hill is where you work, Alan.
That's it, yeah.
So tell me what you do on a day-to-day basis.
I'm in the warehouse doing goods inwards, so I'd look after all the deliveries and stuff like that. So just unloading trucks and putting stuff away, and
that's it. So
keeps me busy.
Alan, the show, you keep it on the road, buddy.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Case would fall apart without me.
You said it, Al. Victoria, did you have a question to ask Al?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
About anything that they... No?
No.
Are you sure? I thought you wanted to ask him something. They did a particular type of chocolate or something. No, you didn't?
No, that was your question.
Okay. Alan, will we go for the quiz, will we?
We will.
Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Shake It Off is a song by who, Alan?
Taylor Swift.
Who is the UK's Prime Minister?
Rishi Sunak.
Question number 3. Summer Bay was an area in what show?
Home and Away.
Question number 4. What US singer plays in Cork tonight?
Shania Twain.
Question 5. Who is England's football manager?
Gareth Southgate.
Number 6. What superstar died on this day in 2009 and played Cork back in 1989?
Michael Jackson.
Question number 7. What singer are we having brunch with on Friday? Cork singer.
Cian DeCroix.
Question number 8. In what country is Ayanapa? Ayanapa.
Cyprus.
Question number 9. Who do Cork play next in the hurling?
Limerick.
Question 10. Who had a hit with Where's Me Jumper? Come on. It's there
Sultan's
somewhere. Say that again.
Sultan's a Ping.
Sultan's a Ping. Final answer.
Or Sultan's a Swing.
Oh, hold on. You gave me Sultan's a Ping.
He did give you that first.
Sultan's of Swing is a Dire Straits song.
No, he meant the first
Sultans
one.
We are the Sultans of Ping. No, it doesn't work. No. All right.
That was a really good round, Alan. Take a bow, my friend.
Take a bow.
I think the last one is wrong.
Let's find out. Taylor Swift, Shake It Off is correct. Rishi Sunak is correct. Home and Away is correct. Summer Bay. Shania Twain is in town a little bit later on tonight. Gareth Southgate is the England manager. For how much longer? It all depends on the next couple of rounds, Gareth. Yeah. What superstar passed away on this day in 2009? It was Michael Jackson. Cian DeCroix is having brunch with us on Friday in the Opera House. That is correct. Ayanapa is in Cyprus. Remember, there was a whole few years there where Ayanapa was taken over from Ibiza.
Yeah, it was.
It was the place to go to.
Yeah.
Who do Cork play next in the hurling? Limerick. Alan, are we going to take Limerick again, are we?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Play like they did the first day and they might.
Come on, Cork. No pressure. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
What's your full name?
Alan Kenny.
You just won 1,000 euro, buddy.
Yes!
We did it! It was the Sultans of Ping FC, technically. The Sultans of Ping had Where's Me Jumper. Alan, you've got a grand. Woohoo!
Thanks a million.
Well, so we were due a winner.
Yeah, we were.
It's been a while, Eileen.
In fairness, you flew through that, Al.
Al, that was brilliant.
Thanks,
that was absolutely brilliant. 1,000 euro with your name on it for 60 seconds work. You won't get that packing boxes, buddy, will you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Nice little top up. What would you like to do, Alan? Any plans? Any bills that need sorting out?
I have a wedding there now in Castle Martyr next week. So
okay.
It's a 3-day event, so that'll help me there.
See you later, grand.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh my God.
what a beautiful venue to be going to.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear something absolutely mad?
Is he getting married himself?
No, he's not getting married.
Are you sure?
So yesterday on the show, Vic, with the caller who was on the show, Was a lad who was painting. He was painting the temple down in Doshanbera. Where did you spend the weekend?
Doshanbera.
You're going to a wedding in Castle Martyr. I wrote all the questions this morning on a notebook from
Castle Martyr.
I'm just holding the notebook up
oh,
to Victoria.
This is weird.
That's okay. Freaky.
This is freaky.
I have a notebook. I was down in Castle Martyr doing some work for another station. They're in the group, lads. They're in the group. It's part of Bauer. It's all right.
That's unbelievable.
But I took a notebook with me to write some stuff on it, and I put your questions on it this morning. All right, Alan.
Brilliant.
It was meant to be,
it
kids.
It was.
Enjoy your grand. Well done. Thanks
Take
for listening.
And, thanks, Bill, guys.
Bye.
If you go listening to anyone else at breakfast time, I'll be in to find you. I'll be into the packing crew. I'll find you, buddy.
So, won't happen.
Lock it in, Alan. Good Yay. Luck. FM breakfast with Now. Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. All right, 6:42 is the time. Let's do some showbiz action for you on Tuesday morning. It's the 25th of June. Vicks, what's going on?
Okay, there's a bit of a new feud that's going on between Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Taylor Swift. I don't know if you heard about this.
What is he doing?
So basically, they were both gigging in London last weekend. And Dave Grohl alluded to the fact that perhaps Taylor Swift is not singing completely live.
Oh, okay.
For her concerts.
I know, but like when I said, what is he doing? What I meant is, do you know what you're doing, lad, when you bring the Swifties on you?
Oh, but you're right about that.
He'll have to shut his social media down.
Honestly, it's gone absolutely crazy.
Nuclear.
Even in the last 24 hours, it's blown up out of all proportion. It's just gone absolutely crazy. And it's one of those things where you probably don't really think about the repercussions of that situation at the time, do you?
They will be in his wheelie bin.
Probably.
He'll be putting out the blue bin on a Tuesday. It's the blue bin every second Tuesday. And he'll open it up and there'll be 40 Swifties with chainsaws and hatchets.
She just has such a huge following, doesn't she?
She could start a world war. One tweet, boom.
She probably could, you know.
It's like she's like Cruella, all right? And she could just, like, I better be careful now. I'm going to get myself into trouble.
Yeah, let's end that conversation.
But the Swifties, anyway, you know what I mean? They're loyal.
I have a clip here of Dave Grohl. The sound is a bit weird because obviously he's up on stage speaking through a mic. But this was basically when he had the little bit of a dig at Taylor.
You don't want to suck around at Taylor Swift. So we like to call our tour the Errors Tour. We've had more than a few errors, and more than a few errors as well. Just a couple. That's because we actually play live. What? Just saying.
So that's the bit there when he says we actually play live.
Yeah.
So apparently, and there is no recording of this, I haven't found a recording of it, Taylor then kind of addressed the situation by announcing to her audience that she has the most amazing band who play completely live for like 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever. So she's obviously having a dig back at him saying, I do play live. You'd wonder though, wouldn't you?
That's very unlike Dave Grohl though. It's not his shtick at all because he's one of the nicest people in music.
So I don't know what was going on there.
There's more to that.
He has unfortunately ignited the mother of all feuds.
This is Game of Thrones level of stuff. The Foo Fighter kingdom will fall.
Absolutely.
And the dragons are out.
Absolutely. So let's see what happens there. Actor Austin Butler, and this is kind of funny because I actually have a clip about Austin Butler in the next hour's VIPs. But actor Austin Butler, I'm a big fan of Austin's.
Mm-hmm. You've said that before. Yeah. Sorry, Owen. You haven't a hope.
He's admitted that he still gets starstruck. There's one actor in particular that he met and words just left him. He couldn't get it together, and that was Ryan Gosling.
Who'd stop you in your tracks now if you met somebody that was like proper famous?
Austin Butler.
Really? Ask a stupid question.
No. On a serious note, who would stop me in my tracks? Probably someone like Richard Ashcroft, or probably a musician, maybe Kelly Jones, someone like that. What about you?
Oh, from Kelly from the Studio Phonics.
What about you?
Oh, Marty Whelan, all day long.
I love Marty.
Marty, I will bow before the great one, and he's got his silver mustache.
Are you being serious, or are you having me on?
Do I look like I'm joking?
Remember, I had a picture of Marty Whelan on my phone for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got your phone handy? Have you?
No, I don't have it anymore.
Have you got your phone handy?
I have,
okay.
Yeah.
Go into Google Images right now, and I want you to put in Marty Whelan.
Yeah.
Scooter.
Okay.
Scooter. Is that the one?
Marty
Whelan Scooter.
Whelan.
And hit images.
Scooter.
Okay.
Okay.
He's on a white Vespa wearing a lovely white suit.
Okay.
Have you found the photograph?
No, I have. No, I haven't. I haven't got the photograph.
Marty Whelan Scooter.
Yeah.
Google Images.
Yeah.
Click Images.
Yeah.
Have you found it?
There's a picture of a scooter, and then there's a separate picture of Marty Whelan, but there's not him on the scooter.
Okay, well, you need to come in here to me.
Okay.
Drop your headphones and come in to me, because if you have found this photograph, this is something that you might not have seen before. So here's Marty Whelan sitting on a scooter.
Oh, he's gorgeous there, isn't he?
You're missing the point, Victoria.
What am I missing?
Just examine the photograph. Have a look. Exactly. Yeah. Have a little Google Marty Whelan sitting on a scooter in a white suit and get back to me. Cork's Good Times, Red FM, Rihanna and Calvin Harris together. It is 6:51. I think half of Cork is after Googling Marty Whelan on a scooter and hit Google Images, and now you've discovered something that maybe you didn't need in your life at this hour of the morning. And
I've got so many questions about that situation.
I was curious to find out why Vic couldn't find Marty Whelan on a scooter on Google. Because I Googled it. And I went in and I said, show me your phone. She had put in Mary Whelan scooter.
It's 6:51 in the morning.
Don't care.
Mary Whelan. No wonder the picture didn't come up, lads.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Yeah. Now, again, if you're examining that photo, Marty has commented on it. Like, he's spoken about it. He is.
What on earth?
He has, you know, he's joked about it in the past. I don't know what was going on. I think it might be something to do with who was taking the photograph.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe there was a super attractive person behind the lens.
Okay.
I don't know. So many questions.
But how did it even get past the printing stage?
That turned up in the RTE guide. That was like on a spread.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it was a double page.
Oh, yeah, you open it up. It's like in Life of Marty.
God.
And he's sitting there on a white Vespa in a Joe Dolan white suit.
What does he say about it when he's asked about it? Not much.
He said he uses it to open the envelopes on Winning Street. You know when Granny sends in a scratcher?
Lads, I'm officially gone. I'm gone. I can't cope anymore on this show. What are you trying to do to me, Casey?
Oh, my God.
Oh, lads.
It's just...
It's the most unbelievable picture. I just don't understand how it got passed.
Oh, wow.
And how it went to the printing stage.
And all I'll say is, Marty, fair play to you, Marty.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Good morning, everybody. Everybody all right today? How are we?
All good.
All good in the hood. I want to take you to Liverpool. We're going to go over to a young mum. And the young mum is in her bedroom. She's got her little baby boy. Baby boy's about, what would you guess?
One.
Is he one, Vic, would you think?
Well, it's a girl. But yeah.
Oh, is it a girl? Yeah. Sorry.
She's about 10 months, I think.
Okay.
10 months old.
Anyway, the baby has a Liverpool accent. At 10 months. Child can't say any words, just noises. It just babbles. But I've never heard anything like this in my life.
It's unbelievable.
I've never heard a baby develop a regional accent.
So she's just sitting on the bed and she's chatting to the baby because the baby won't go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's a little girl, she's 10 months old, and this is how the conversation goes between them.
Do you want to go to sleep?
No.
No, okay. Why don't you ever want to go to sleep? You got energy? I've got your bottle, I've got your teddy, and then you started kicking off. I changed your bum.
I
know, but I thought that's what you wanted to do. But we've had a nice day together, and then you're kicking off now.
I'm going to show you what it was.
But why?
I'm not going to lie.
What is why?
She sounds like Jamie Carragher.
It is basically.
Calm down. Can't understand a word.
Just calm down.
Calm down.
That is the first time I've ever heard a baby at 9 or 10 months old picking up an accent.
And as you said, there's no words. It's total gibberish, but all the sounds are there for the words to come in, aren't they?
Absolutely incredible.
Any babies with Cork accents like that, we'd love to hear them.
And I've had some help. It is 7:27. On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. The amount of gigs and good stuff that's going on in Cork is... I can't keep up with it. I've never seen a year like it.
It's jam-packed this year, isn't it?
For stuff to do and things to go for. And like I remember like up to about 7 or 8 years ago, even people were giving out so much about, there's nothing to do in Cork, we have to go out to Dublin. And now people are coming from Dublin down to Cork to go to things, which is amazing. If you're looking forward to Shania Twain a little bit later on tonight, as we mentioned yesterday, there isn't a 10-gallon hat to be got in Cork. Places been. You can't even buy a horse. You can't. Everything's gone.
Oh, lads!
Whips, the whole shebang.
What about the cowboy boots?
The boots. Everything is sold out. Now I'm sure outside the venue later on, outside Virgin Media Park later on, you know there'll be stacks of cowboy hats for sale.
I imagine so. Yeah.
Official merchandise, inverted commas. Go on, give us five for a fiver. It'll be all over the place. You'll pick up your cowboy hats, I'm sure, handy enough. So obviously we got the Eras Tour rocking into the country this weekend. 3 nights of Shania Twain. Back down to Cork. Ballycotton on Friday night. They're one of the best bands. Riptide Movement.
Oh, yeah.
Mal from the band. What's your best gigs ever?
We've done some like class shows over the years. One of them was down in Cork, actually. We got to support one of our heroes, Neil Young, when he was playing there a few years back. So that was amazing. We got to play with him in the Marquee and Tuna. And, of course, we got to play with the Rolling Stones in Hyde Park. That's about 10 or 12 years ago when they made the return to Hyde Park.
Oh, man.
That was amazing.
So you got I presume you got to meet the lads.
We did. We got to meet Charlie Watts. We didn't get to meet Mick Jagger or Keith Richards now, but we got to meet Charlie Watts, and he was an absolute gent. And of course, Gara was made up for a drummer because, you know, Charlie Watts is an amazing drummer as well. So that was definitely a highlight. And then I think in terms of like our own headline show, the biggest and the best for us, we've done Glastonbury, of course, which is, you know, it's on every band's bucket list. But
yeah,
the main stage of Electric Picnic was the best for us.
They've done it all and they're coming to Ballycotton Sea Church on Friday night. The Riptide Movement. Are phenomenal live. If you're down East Cork direction, you're looking for something to do, check out the lads. They're doing an incredible live acoustic show down there.
Wow.
That's happening this weekend. And then the good times continue with comedy on stage. Milton Jones, whose line is it anyway? He's been on all of the big panel shows. He is the king of the one-liners. He's the guy with the Hawaiian shirt and the mad hair who comes out and just does 250 to 300 gags a gig. Lots of Cork's good times coming up here. Hang on.
Red FM Sunrise and Sunset Up.